Indeed.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave?
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
This is breaking news.
This just in. The term breaking news means practically nothing.
This has been breaking news.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport.
It's petty. It's small. It's vindictive. It is unbecoming a president of the United States, but it is unfortunately a daily occurrence.
House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer calling out President Trump for denying Speaker Nancy Pelosi a military aircraft to visit troops abroad.
President Trump in a letter to the Speaker says he has postponed a 7-day trip to Egypt, Afghanistan, and Belgium. In the letter, the president says it would be better if Pelosi stayed in Washington to negotiate border security to end the shutdown. Earlier this week, Pelosi suggested rescheduling the State of the Union address because of the government shutdown.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, confirming a Wall Street Journal report that he paid a technology company to rig polls in his client's favor. The White House saying the president had no knowledge of Cohen fixing polls. This is Fox News.
A message from your favorite YouTube stars to stop doing dangerous internet challenges.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
We feel once the Tide Pod challenge hit, all those brain cells you killed are making you do even more stupid things.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
When you hurt yourselves, we long for the days of Charlie biting a finger or David after the dentist or
chocolate rain.
There must be something better you could be doing on a So please, stop all these antics.
Right. Now. I mean it.
Oh, yeah. And also,
leave Benny alone.
Play us off, keyboard cat. Thank you.
So you can run and tell that, homeboy.
You know, I was a big fan of keyboard cat.
Yay, fun.
Yes, yay, Emily fun. Hayes, 504.
She was so funny last night. That was great.
Yes. The Thursday Mishpoka in place. Oh, I guess you just texted me. She says, I just had a senior moment at age 33, tried to turn on my lamp in the bedroom, cursed it thinking the light bulb was out. Then I remembered, oh, I have the clip. I put that video on my page. She was, she's
great.
Loves the available only on TV kind of stuff.
Seen on TV.
Yes. So she got a clapper last night as one of her
so good
premarital Wim-Wam gifts.
That's great. She showed me that video. She's so excited in it.
She was, man.
She was bouncing around. It's great.
Then the first time to really, at the end of a day, driving home, you walk in, and just through force of habit, that stupid lamp, the bulb, and then...
Clap on,
daylight.
Clap off, baby.
Tommy!
Hey, your guest earlier was talking about the reason for getting the wife the hunting utility vehicle. Reminded me of that story about the guy that went to sell the big... Went to sell at the big hunting store, and after first full day, the boss comes in and says, "You sell anything?" He says, "One customer. He's about to fire him. One whole day, only one customer. It's a $100,000 sale. Really? What happened?" He goes, "Well, you know, sold the guy some fishing equipment. Told him he needed a boat. Sold him some of that, the slit down at the lake, and an RV, and everything to do it. Man, that's incredible. Well, that's awesome." He goes, how'd you pull that off? He says, well, you know, got to know what you're doing. So he calls the owner of the company. He goes, new guy sold him. He goes, yeah, guy came in looking for fishing equipment. He goes, he didn't come in looking for fishing equipment. He goes, what do you mean? Guy was lost, thought he was at the pharmacy. Showed me the list of what he was there to buy. Buy all feminine hygiene products. I put my arm around him. I said, hey, buddy, your weekend shot to pieces. You might as well go fishing.
Great story, Tommy. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that was good.
All right, and that again was inspired by, and by the way, somebody else who we'd like to thank for coming last night to Fate, Emily, and Fiance, the guy that can put you in a home, the guy that lives to tell people, I've got you pre-approved for this amount so you can go out and shop. That's Morris Capuano. He was there last night, and so is Brandt, who we'll be talking to in a minute. And I hope, for those of you who have at least mentally written yourself out of buying a home, that this man got us into a really nice place, and at the time, due to a tax situation that has long been dealt with, was able to get Mrs. Ritterbottle approved on a... She works hard, makes a okay salary and all that, but got her approved on this property with, I believe, 6% down or 3%.
Wow.
And it's amazing, with the interest rates still remaining low, too, what is out there for you. And if you have said, well, I've got a credit issue, hey, you're talking to King of Credit. You're talking to somebody at a credit score of 20 not that long ago. And by 2008, I was able to buy a place. Those things can be cleared up and fixed. And he knows how to do that. So if he can't get you approved immediately, he can set the path to pre-approval. And nobody works harder at what they do than this man. He works with Renaissance Bank. They have a number of programs for people who have limited down payment or credit issues. Just call him and find out where you stand. Morris at 409-9300, 409-9300. At Renaissance Bank, NMLS number 402669, and an equal housing lender. We were just outside watching the miracle of the Starlings again.
It's incredible.
It really is. Yeah. That place across from us on the other side of Interstate 85 on the north side is Marshall's Field.
Yeah.
And every day in the morning and just before dusk, it's got to be hundreds of thousands.
It has to be. Million. He's probably closer to a million.
They go somewhere south of here during the day. And just before the sun sets, they get back here and they find their spot in the branch and all those trees in that field. And it's an amazing thing to watch. And they don't run into each other. If we could drive as safely as they fly, we'd never have a wreck.
Amen.
But then Balaki would be out of a job. We don't want that.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic still showing the boulevard excessively busy this afternoon, especially on the south side between 331 and the Troy Highway. And there's a big jam up, as always, at I-85 in the boulevard. If you're headed towards Wetumpka, you're going to slow down at the Redland Road traffic light and right in front of the casino. If you're headed to Prattville, don't have too much trouble except right at the intersection of the Northern Boulevard and I-65. When you clear that, smooth sailing on into town. I-85 running okay northbound. Southbound, you're going to come up to a jam at the interchange with I-65, and pay attention to the traffic merging in onto the interstate from your right. And our traffic spotters have spotted a couple of more things for you to worry about. 6900 Atlanta Highway, that's between Walmart and Taylor Road. We have an accident there and a disabled vehicle on the ramp to I-85 on the Arba ramp exit. And as if that weren't enough, we have another accident at I-85 and Eastern Boulevard. Montgomery PD working that one currently. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Stop by the Mellow Mushroom, Winger Sports Grill, the AMC Movie Theater, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. The risk of a few showers will continue right on through the nighttime hours tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 50. Tomorrow, in between storm systems, generally dry. We'll call it mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 60s. Then on Saturday, with a high temperature near 70, showers and thunderstorms become likely during the afternoon and into the evening hours. And Saturday night, a few of the storms could be on the strong side. We'll be watching that. And then it turns sharply colder late Saturday night into Sunday with Arctic air moving in and falling temperatures. Temperatures in the 40s on Sunday will feel more like the 30s. We're down to 26 first thing Monday morning. Wind chill factor in the teens. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
By the powers vested in me by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
But okay, then. I'll be as serious as I can.
Yes.
As we welcome our good friend, we call him Mr. Right on the Money, Brandt.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. We've been thanking you this morning and this afternoon for joining us at Bomb Hours last night with your beautiful wife and your beautiful kids. I understand you have a birthday in the family.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we had a great time last night. It was a lot of fun. We enjoyed seeing everyone, especially having the little guy there. And yes, indeed, it's been a great day today because he turned 3 years old.
Aww.
Yeah, my little guy, 3 years old. Time flies by. And so I promised him I would do everything I could to get the birthday song. So he's at home listening. And so if we can do that.
Brent, yes, we can. Let me make sure we get the name straight so we know what to sing.
Yeah, Miller.
Miller. All right. Miller, this is for you, buddy.
And all across the land, they're singing, happy birthday to you.
Hey. You're mine.
Gonna be a blue sky, gonna be a happy day.
Cookies in the oven, gonna eat about a dozen. Then you can hit the hay.
Hey.
And if you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing, happy birthday.
He's too young, right on the money, Miller McDonald. Mr. Right on the Money,
yeah, happy
Junior.
Birthday, son.
Way to go. Low energy, Jeb.
Please clap.
Yes. I'll tell you, man, you are the, what an incredible and wonderful family. It was great to have you there last night. Thanks for coming to help Emily celebrate her. Wow, it's a week from Saturday now. That was a great night. It was just a great, great night. And we appreciate you coming by.
No, man, it's always a pleasure. We enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. And got to talk to Emily, and so happy for her. They both look really excited. And that's always good to see. Love in the air.
I love seeing green next to the Dow Jones today. I got to tell you, I have loved the president putting his foot down, awesome, standing his ground on the border issue, and the fact that he pulled the plug on Pelosi's big tour, Nancy's spring vacation in Brussels or whatever she was doing. When he needs her here, let's negotiate. You're always talking about compromise. Let's see you do it. Let's see you come up with a plan. Said this needs to be fixed. You acknowledged that this border thing is a problem in the past. So what's changed? It's just me, right? I'm the problem because you don't like me. And that's the fact. And they have finally met somebody who's just not going to, the media can't be any nastier to him than they already are.
Yeah, no, he's going to take them to the mat. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, you can see it. And at some point, this is really going to start to impact the Democrats in the House.
I agree.
No question about it, because what's going to happen is a lot of these workers are going to be faced with real issues in terms of making rent payments and other things, and they're going to start filing for unemployment. This is going to get nasty if it goes on much longer.
In the meantime, what it's the unintended consequence to the Democrats is people are seeing why this is such an important issue. The cost in life, humanity, crime and addiction and all that open border. That's what he promised to do. He's keeping a promise. And while the people that hate him will never like him, he's compelled at least a certain percentage, the number of Democrats acknowledging the wall as a serious issue has grown now. So there's going to be pressure, and some Democrats in the House have already said, yes, I will support some type of action on the wall. They've all supported it in the past. They just never have done anything. It's all been wind.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We'll see how serious they are. But another good day. What was the optimism about today? It's nice to see things climbing back into a higher territory.
Yeah, so first of all, I can tell you it was somewhat of a mixed bag in terms of earnings this morning. We had an earnings miss from Morgan Stanley, which was kind of unusual because, we saw the earnings from Goldman the day before yesterday, and those were really phenomenal. And so somewhat perplexing, to see that. But then as we went through the day, the market was pretty well flat. And then this news broke, that Trump was considering lifting these tariffs that he had put on China as a way to, partly move in the right direction to consummating some sort of a trade deal or a resolution to the whole issue. And when that happened, we saw a huge spike in the Dow right in the middle of the day, shot higher. We had a little bit of profit taking in the middle of the day, but we ended up closing on the highs of the day, which was nice. Interestingly, this afternoon we had Netflix report, which everyone knows is a member of these, you know, quote unquote bang stocks, if you will, and Netflix missed their numbers, which was kind of interesting. But you know, if we see this happen with them from time to time, and the stock got hit in the after hours, so that could potentially bleed over a little bit tomorrow. But you know, we'll just have to wait and see on that. But all in all, I just have to tell you, I believe the market is somewhat cheap. I really think that the Fed is a non-issue at this point, and I think that we're going to get this trade deal done, and I also think we're going to get this government shutdown thing done, and by the time we get to the middle of the year, I'm not going to say smooth sailing, but we're going to start to see things get a little bit better, confidence start to go back up.
Uh-huh.
I truly believe that, and so we are well positioned. We've tried our best to take advantage of this weakness that we've seen from December the 1st, even up till now. I mean, we still have great opportunity to go in and add to positions, and especially when we get, you know, new clients who come in, new money, and we're committing that to our models and all of that. We have a lot of confidence in how we're positioned right now, and so I would say, you know, for anyone out there that's a long-term investor, you just can't react to these these short-term situations like this. This is all politics.
Yeah.
And yes, it is creating some volatility, you know, and it's creating a little uncertainty. But the economy really is in pretty good shape, particularly domestic.
The number that I saw today that really jumped off the table, and this is something, I don't know how the Democrats are going to combat this, but the first 2 years of Trump's presidency economically have been the best two of any president going back 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, the last president that really did jumpstart the economy with cutting taxes was JFK. Today, he would be considered a right-wing Republican by comparison.
Yeah, really?
But you have to go back that far now to see the kind of economic growth that's happened in the first 2 years of Donald Trump, and yet nobody, there's so many people that just want to toss it out the window and continue this America sucks nonsense. They're just such, they really need mental help, in my opinion.
I know.
Just go for the ride and enjoy it, for God's sake, man. This is what prosperity looks like, and it doesn't appear that you're the least bit interested in being a part of it.
Oh yeah, no. You bring up a great point with JFK. I mean, in so many ways, he and Trump are very, very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar. Both brought tax rates down. Both really promoted pride in your country. Both of them. Kennedy, you know, promoting the space program and all of that. And you've got Trump sort of doing the same thing with Make America Great Again and on and on. And both who are staring down, you know, communism.
That's exactly right, except this time, instead of worried about Russia and Cuba, it's here. It's in the mayor's seat in New York City.
I agree, and that's why I was actually going to say, you know, JFK wouldn't know what to do with these people.
I agree. When you have the mayor of New York saying, yeah, there's a ton of money here in New York City. It's just in the wrong hands.
Yeah.
Well, that's like telling Wall Street, you people are bad. You don't know what you're doing. This money would be much better off being redistributed to, well, deserving people, whoever they are. And that's, so it's here, man, and it's in high places. Ocasio-Cortez, oh my God. Every day that woman opens a mouth and says something even dumber than the last time she talked, and there are people that are looking at her like some kind of a rock star or a savior. That's the big difference between JFK and Trump, is that JFK looked at communism as a threat from abroad.
Right.
They wanted to stop the spread. Well, we apparently failed because it's actually infiltrated through academia.
Yeah.
And, they're very patient people. They're like terrorists. They wait out until they can execute the game plan. They're very patient. And look at where we're at when we see the places of power where this horrible ideology, this death ideology exists. You know, you don't hear, and the level of open anti-Semitism with new members of Congress and other people of prominence. Excuse me, that sounds familiar. That sounds like 30s Germany, some of the stuff I've heard lately.
Bingo.
How does that make a comeback after? Why? Because you take it out of the history books, you don't teach it. You got a generation growing up, unless they go to private school.
Doomed to repeat it.
Doomed to repeat it. And that's the scariest thing right now. Well, we thank you again for Yes, I'm Looking For It. I'm going to have a consultation with Brandt on behalf of my daughter as we get ready to...
It's a great idea. Grant.
Yes. I don't know why the light bulb didn't go off over my head a little bit sooner, but we were talking last night, so we're going to get together soon. And it's all about money, and she's got a situation where she can prosper a little bit and make the most out of what she has, and that's what we're going to discuss.
Good.
And I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I am too.
And by the way, I do have authorization for that conversation. I am not telling my daughter what to do. We've talked about it, and of course, she knows of Brandt, so she's eager to hear what he has to say. If you yourself would like to get a game plan together for the money he works hard to make, call Brandt at 387-0094, 387-0094, and stop by, meet the team he's put together at McDonald & Hagen, and you'll feel better when you leave because you have taken an important step in becoming managerial about your money. It's not just balancing a checkbook. It's planning for your future, the end of this year, 10 years, and further down the road. Brandt, we will talk tomorrow.
Yep, look forward to it.
Take care,
you guys. Take care.
Bye.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, we've had quite a bit of crap going on the roads today. I can't say the weather caused it. It hasn't rained hard, just a little.
It's slick. Well, it's worse when it drizzles like this. It just makes it slick.
It seems to be. Cars get slick, the drivers less so. let's see what block he's got.
Our crazy traffic adventures continue this afternoon. Montgomery Skywatch traffic with another new accident. It's 85 North near Taylor Road. We also have an accident at 85 Northbound at East Boulevard at 6900 Atlanta Highway. That is between Walmart and Taylor Road. So be careful. Lots of traffic out there. Lots of accidents. You got to watch out for the other guy this afternoon. Anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag onto the lot is worth $2,019 trade-in at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. This is for the month of January only. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, Terry Adams, who, by the way, will be back at 7:30 with his own show. It's now on Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 9, clearing the air. Just sent me a link. American Thinker is one of my favorite blogs.
Good stuff.
And there's a great article here we'll explore in just a moment called Trump's Shutdown Trap. I don't think it's amazing how some of these arrogant liberals look at him like this is just a moron that got lucky.
They have no clue who they're dealing with.
They don't, but they're finding out. Ask the people on that bus coming back from the airport today. I just love that. Just love it.
Hey, Montgomery, this is attorney Sarge Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills versus Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, we say at Marguerite's that we sell the best quality at the best price, but I really mean that. We feature Forever Mark Diamonds at Marguerite's, and we only sell beautiful quality. Unlike some other people that have maybe big stores with big names and all that kind of stuff that sell what they want to for a lot of money, give you easy credit, even though we offer credit too, and it doesn't add up to a sack of beans. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're open 7 days a week at Marguerite's, and we're Pepper Tree Shopping Center right there on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
super secret studios at a super cool radio station near you, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the money man with the money plan, it's David Ernest.
Hello, this is David Ernest inviting you to Folcarelli's Pizza every Thursday night starting at 6:30 p.m. And you will be able to sit down with me and Rusty and talk about anything you want to talk about. All you've got to say is the magic words, let's eat. Call me at 279-7431.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Show weekday evenings at 7 here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising encourages repeat business by enhancing the image of your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Tune in to the all-new Sad FM.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
Sad FM.
I'm sorry that I let you down.
All sad, all the time.
Hello from the other side.
Home of the super sad workday. Always only two in a row.
When your day is long.
Wake up to the mundane morning show.
Kelly sick again today.
Then the dismal drive home. Go to bed with our nighttime show, Lonely Nights. Sad FM. Tune in today and see how long a workday can be.
I'm looking around the room and I see
Join
as his finger raised.
Yes, we just got a call in. It's not really a traffic report, but it has to do with traffic. On I-65 southbound. Heading towards Montgomery, there's a car chase.
A car chase?
Yeah, cops are chasing some guy, lights on. So what's going on, folks.
You don't want to get caught up in one of those. Those may look like fun on TV, but if they're really pursuing somebody...
Scary as hell.
Get the hell out of the way.
Uh-huh.
And then you have no idea what, or the person they're chasing, what they did or what they might be armed with.
Exactly.
Best to get off.
Just put your phone down and get out of the way.
Yeah, good idea. And, by the way, the story has developed a little bit further. When we first came out of the air, it was big news because there was huge police activity. The event this afternoon, the shooting event, involved two employees of Bryson's Jewelry in East Chase. One employee, an adult male, sustained what are believed to be non-life-threatening gunshot wound and treated at the scene by Montgomery medics before being taken, likely to Whitney Baptist East. We know that the two involved in the shooting were employees, but there is the police have not announced yet what led to the shooting. That's all we know. So it sounds like some personal beef between a couple of people that has no relationship to the business or whatever.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. Yeah. It is 5:31. The article we were just referencing that Terry sent me is excellent. And basically, again, if they think they're dealing with a knucklehead, think again. Donald Trump is not a knucklehead.
No.
And what's happening here, I guess after this fake shutdown reaches a certain point, they're allowed to, and this is where, these are the people that are probably going to force or compel some type of a settlement. They can lay off some of these civil service people, mm-hmm. and once they're laid off, they're done.
Yep.
And we already know, and it's widely known, that you know, a lot of these folks have what are called patronage jobs. Because in this procedure where they can be dismissed permanently, the last criterion on the list, there is a, I mean, it is a procedure, but the last thing that they are judged by is their performance on the job. And this came to light because somebody who the Daily Caller vouched for, but to protect their place, who just, you know, exposed the whole disgusting thing. Mm-hmm. On an average day, roughly 15% of the employees around me, says this op-ed writer, are exceptional patriots serving their country. I wish I could give competitive salaries to them and no one else. But 80% feel no pressure to produce results. We see it in local government, mm-hmm. in certain areas, too. Mm-hmm. There are some people that just have that protection. They don't give a rat's ass.
Now, Greg, the person writing this is a someone high up in Trump's cabinet.
Right.
Okay. I want to make sure.
80% feel no pressure to produce. If they don't like doing what they're told, they don't. And why would they? Because they can't be fired. Mm-hmm. But that day is starting to come where maybe they can be. And wouldn't it be ironic if the people who sit around and do nothing for a nice six-figure salary suddenly become those begging the Democrats, hey, get off here, make something happen here, you know, because now I'm not just not getting a paycheck. I might have to actually go to work.
Can't have that.
No, we can't. They do nothing that warrants punishment, nothing of external value. That is their workday. Errands for the sake of errands, administering, refining, following, and collaborating on processes. Process is your friend, is what delusional civil servants tell themselves. Even senior officials must gain approval from every rank across their department, other agencies, and work units for their basic administrative chores. Then the senior official notes what I have just called the trap. Most of my career colleagues actively work against the president's agenda. This means I typically spend about 15% of my time on the president's agenda and 85% of my time trying to stop sabotage, and we have no power to get rid of these people until the shutdown. Those officials who waste time and stymie the president's initiatives now are not present because they are not categorized as essential.
Wow.
Due to the lack of funding, many federal agencies are now operating more efficiently from the top down, with a fraction of their workforce, with only select essential personnel serving national security tasks. Trump can end this abuse. Senior officials can reprioritize during an extended shutdown, focus on valuable results, and weed out the saboteurs. This is the thing that's hurt his presidency from day one. Are these people hiding behind the protection of civil service? I've never understood how that got to be a thing in the first place.
Well, Greg, he's been so busy playing defense, he hasn't had a chance to play offense. Think how much better things could be.
Yeah. Keep in mind that saboteurs cannot be individually identified in, this is called RAF, the mm-hmm. procedure, but they can be included in the layoffs if they meet the criteria in terms of seniority and service, and they have to be given 60 days notice. Man, isn't that nice?
I love it.
But once they're gone, they're no longer free to obstruct using the process as their friend because they are gone. You can expect lawsuits on every conceivable point, and I suspect the definition of furlough will be one matter of dispute. If this was the plan all along, it would explain why Trump goaded Chuck and Nancy in his televised meeting with them last year, boasting that he would claim credit for the shutdown. How could they resist a prolonged shutdown when he made it so easy to blame him? Trump has proven that he is a disruptor who changes the framework of thinking on major issues by refusing to accept the givens, the assumptions of how things have been done and therefore always must be done. And that's what's perpetuated this system of ineptitude, incompetence, and inefficiency.
You better believe it.
Well.
Yeah, I thought it was a good article.
They have picked a fight with the wrong guy.
Yep.
And they think the media is going to do their bidding for them and make him, you know, impeachable and all that stuff. It hasn't worked so far.
No, it hasn't.
And ironically, the issue at the center of this, the border, their behavior on this matter has actually made more Americans aware of how bad it is and why it needs to be fixed.
Thank God.
Inside Scoop Politics. Is Donald Trump the new Lincoln? Interesting.
Hmm.
All right, it's 5:36. One of the things when I say dependency, there's things like, dependency on another person, place, or a thing. But there's nothing wrong with a healthy dependency like the one I have developed with Infusion for almost 3 years now, using the science that they provide in various treatment forms to live a healthier, better, more active life, like IV vitamin therapy. I went last Saturday because they are open from 9 to noon on Saturdays. And in about 25 minutes, I had a full bag of all good stuff go into my system.
Cool.
You feel more naturally energized and chemically balanced after you have one of these, although they can tweak the IV to address specific things. Like before I went to Florida for Christmas, I had the de-stressing IV because I saw myself driving 11 hours, whatever.
Wow.
And with my head and busy brain just getting wound up to a point where I would have had a totally miserable time and actually made it worse instead of better. And that actually, believe it or not, it helped. My blood pressure went down 20 points.
Wow.
And it's all natural. It's just that they tweak the concoction to fit your specific needs. They can do it for weight loss and other things too. That's IV vitamin therapy. What some people are trying, especially those who would like to lose a little around the middle, is CryoSkin 3.0. Again, a totally comfortable procedure where they use a laser to break down fat under the skin. There's no pain or discomfort at all. It's about a half hour. The fat cells break down, they go into the lymphatic system, and your body disposes of them. And you can lose an inch in a single session.
It's pretty incredible.
It really is.
It's just wild.
Joey does cryotherapy. That's 3 minutes in the chamber.
Did some this morning. Feel great.
Did you see Lori?
I did.
I have not seen her in a while. I miss her. She's such incredible staff at Infusion. Ryan, if you have questions about the science behind what they do, he's the guy to talk to. Lori, great team there. Great team. And all inspired by Dr. Darren Woodling, who launched Infusion almost 3 years. That's hard to believe. It's been almost 3 years. But wow. Man, I love everything they do. You know why? Because it's work. It works, and it's based on science and not a fad of some type. Call them at 296-1662. You can make an appointment now if you'd like. And again, 9 to noon on Saturday. Probably be there this weekend again. At Infusion Cryo and Laser. And if you want to look them up online and learn more, infusioncryoandlaser.com.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. I just about need a spreadsheet to keep up with all the accidents this afternoon. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing jammed ups at Vaughn and Perry Hill. A new accident there. Taylor Road in front of Publix. 600 Fairview Avenue. We also have a jam up as 85 and 65 merge downtown. I-85 near Taylor Road, we have an accident. And that accident at I-85 northbound and East Boulevard has the interstate slowing down after you pass Perry Hill Road. Boy, it's busy out there. Be careful this afternoon. Look out for the other guy and slow down a little bit. If that Christmas puppy is leaving presents for you all over the house, maybe an invisible fence system is what you need. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The risk of a few showers will continue right on through the nighttime hours tonight. The overnight low temperature drops to about 50. Tomorrow, in between storm systems, generally dry. We'll call it mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 60s. Then on Saturday, with a high temperature near 70, showers and thunderstorms become likely during the afternoon and into the evening hours. And Saturday night, a few of the storms could be on the strong side. We'll be watching that. And then it turns sharply colder late Saturday night into Sunday with Arctic air moving in and falling temperatures. Temperatures in the 40s on Sunday will feel more like the 30s. We're down to 26 first thing Monday morning. Wind chill factor in the teens. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Testimony shows that a man who was fatally shot by police who mistook him for a suspect in a Hoover shopping mall last year was standing over the shooting victim with a gun moments before he was killed. Details of the video surrounding the police shooting of a Mantic E.J. Bradford Jr. came out during a hearing for a man charged in the gunfire that preceded the killing. A prison inmate has died in a suspected suicide. The Alabama Department of Corrections is investigating the apparent suicide of an inmate at Kilby Correctional Facility in Montgomery County. Google plans to buy power from Tennessee and Alabama solar farms under a deal with the Tennessee Valley Authority. Google will buy 413 megawatts of output from 1.6 million solar panels at several new Tennessee and Alabama solar farms. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
It's been raining for weeks. Help! With all our companies since Thanksgiving, our carpets are just about destroyed.
If your carpet looks terrible after all the rain and holiday traffic, Peaches and Clean can make it look great again. Now's the time to take advantage of Peaches' one-time-a-year special. Two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. That's two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Special not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention January special when booking. Good only in the Montgomery Tri-County area and Lee County.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Little Blue Pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/perform. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/perform. That's 4hims.com/perform for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/perform.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
Coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton.
Oh, heart, I hear you beating.
Up close and personal, as he describes his illustrious career in show business, it's Wayne Newton. Recording, TV, and movie star Wayne Newton, live Thursday, February 7th at Impact. Las Vegas sensation in Montgomery for one show, Thursday, February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Dark a shame, darling, dark a shame. Thank you for...
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and the Impact Box Office. Don't miss Wayne Newton, live February 7th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Snowball.
1 year ago today.
Throwing, that's what I'll do. Oh, I'm longing.
What an amazing day. It's hard to believe it's been a year. I'll never forget that morning. Richard predicted snow. The front lingered a little bit longer than anybody thought, and we ended up with 3 to 4 inches in most areas. And it was one of the most surreal days of my entire life. Driving to work that morning, I was grilling outside for the gang for breakfast.
Wow.
Well, watching this miracle continue, and driving to work was no problem because I know how to drive on fresh snow. But by 9 o'clock, when it warmed up a little, but it turned to mostly ice or slush, packed ice for driving, I think I now own the world's record for holding my breath all the way from our location on Carmichael Road to where we live, because it was unlike anything I'd ever seen before. And it lasted a good long while. If today's the anniversary, it was on a Wednesday, so basically the rest of the week was shot. Because we are not equipped to get rid of it, make the road safer, and turn it into an inconvenience more than a thing that shuts the city down. And I've had 150 people post their favorite pictures from a year ago. The thing that I remember most, I go down to check traffic that first morning.
Mm-hmm.
And what jumped out at me was how quiet it was. Silence, absolute silence at a time when you're used to seeing semis going back mm-hmm. and forth, and maybe a car every once in a while. But
weird,
otherwise, nothing. And I tiptoed to get on. I decided to take 85 to Taylor Road because there was so few vehicles on the road. And just as I had gotten on 85, tiptoeing on, and I'm going like 10, 15 miles an hour because I know better. Mm-hmm. By this time, we're driving on basically ice.
Mm-hmm.
Some a-hole from some drug testing lab comes flying up at the speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this guy had. And you know, how are you so certain that you're just not going to spin out and there's going to be urine samples all over 85, all these little yellow puddles melting through the snow? What is it that you have in that truck that makes you feel okay about driving like this when this is truly a dangerous situation? And actually, so coming back that afternoon, at first mm-hmm. I wasn't sure I would. It just, things had gotten marginally better. But even Friday afternoon, it was finally mostly melted. But wow. Even 4 or 5 days later, in areas that are constantly in the shade, there was still snow and ice.
I remember that.
Speaking of precipitation, we have lots of green dots on the Live in Fear Doppler, some light showers heading into the area over the next several hours, it appears. But thanks to everybody that participated in that. That shot you're looking at there, Terry, that was a photo I took over the top of my grill at the
Look
fence.
Look at all that, yeah.
And was I huddled up to the grill for warmth? Asked Rusty Aldridge. Rusty's birthday was the other day. And we would have, we will fade him at Baumhauer's when he's feeling a little bit better. He's doing fine. We don't have to have any vigils or anything. In fact, he just sent me something new to open tomorrow's show, which I'm really looking forward to hearing.
Love that, Rusty.
Wednesday of next week, Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are going to sidekick for the afternoon with us. They are the attorneys that specialize in representing men in matters of divorce, but two women who are well-informed and well-equipped to engage on any topic when they're in the studio with us. And again, if you're interested in consulting with them, because this is the biggest week for divorce filings of the year, and sometimes you know it's coming and sometimes you get ambushed, divorceformenalabama.com is their website, even though they will represent anybody who comes to them seeking assistance for a divorce. They specialize in representing men and their rights. And I'm looking forward to having them back in the studio with us. And I have to play this, of course.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And if you do need to talk to them, by the way, 819-4810. That's the number to call. And they do offer a substantial discount to folks who listen to News Talk.
As they should.
As a thank you for giving them the chance to represent you. 551, east of the Rockies. Good afternoon,
hey.
Sir. What's up?
Good afternoon. Yeah, I remember that day a year ago, and one of the things that really helped out a lot was your show, man. We were listening to you in the morning and the afternoon. I had my emergency radio on my desk. Didn't get to go into work because of the weather. And I want to say this, too, about the listeners to the show. They're the greatest people. I was trying to win tickets to the Wayne Newton concert so that I could take my 80-year-old mother-in-law.
Oh, wow.
And I just missed it. Just missed it. And one of the listeners that I work with on my day job came in and said, "Hey, man, guess what?" I said, "What?" He says, "I won tickets to the Wayne Newton concert." He says, "I'm going to let you have the tickets, but I'm going to Seafood Bistro."
Wow.
And I said, "Oh, man, that's fair. That is more than fair, you know." So he went to Seafood Bistro, got the card, and I got the tickets to Wayne Newton. And we're going to go in there and listen to him sing Donkershane to my 80-year-old mother-in-law.
Oh, that's great story, cool, man. I love hearing that. I love hearing
So it's the greatest radio show in the River Region, at least. So possibly in the entire world if we're on satellite.
Well, so, you're very kind.
Hey, you have a great evening.
Thank you, East. There's a real genuine guy right there. And we'll wrap up. Our final call will be with this man, known as King Mumnut the First.
Hey, did you save me a piece of pie?
Actually, what ended up happening last night is that we socialized one pie and equally distributed it as best we could. I don't know how LaDonna Brooks gets 50 slices out of a single pie.
She's good.
She is. She could have been a surgeon.
Uh-huh.
And then Emily and fiance took one for themselves, which I thought was the right thing to do. But when you're ready to come back up there, if you give me a couple of days' notice, I'll make one for you.
I made it back home, yesterday.
You made it back home?
Yeah.
Well, what was it like to breathe the fresh air for the first time?
It was rainy.
Well, isn't it better? Because every time I've had to be in the hospital for any length of time, the first time you're outside, and it's just the greatest thing.
It was great.
Mumnut, we're glad you called. We are out of time for this afternoon. One last mention before we preview Clearing the Air and the Joey Clark Radio Hour is about the C-Spire tech movement here in the River Region. And they're here to lift us as a region because the Southeast and Mid-South just can't compete for the technology jobs of the future without proper resources or training. So C-Spire is investing in the education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and Mid-South number one in technology. Only 10% of our high schools teach AP computer science.
That's crazy.
So C-Spire is teaming up with the schools, public partners, to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in the classroom, and setting up coding programs and competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers that they probably didn't think were possible. And because high-speed internet and technology is the foundation for economic development, C-Spire is on a mission to deliver managed information tech services to more businesses in our region. The future's out there, and the C-Spire tech movement is leading the way. Learn more at C-Spire, that's the letter C-S-P-I-R-E.com/tech-M-V-M-T, like a contraction for movement.
Yeah.
All right, on the Joey Clark Radio Hour.
I am flying solo for most of the show, and there are a lot of things I could pick from, Greg.
You set yourself up for something that...
Oh, I fly solo often.
Thank you. And at 7:30...
It's always
back.
A little disappointing in the end, though. Like I've done something wrong.
Terry, back to you.
Okay. I got to follow that? Okay. I've talked about chemtrails. I've talked about Morgellons. Tonight, I'm going to connect the two with nanotechnology. That's
cool.
What I'm talking about tonight.
It is 5:55. It's always interesting on Clearing the Air. 7:30 to 9, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10. Are you still doing?
No, 6 to 9 on the weekends.
6 to 9 on Saturday
night.
On News Talk. I'm back in the morning with another backward song. You can win Steve Miller tickets before you can buy them. Another Baumhauer's winning word of the day. We'll have fun.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic on into the 6 o'clock hour now, and it's still busy out there. I-85's just a mess. We have an accident at I-85 and the Boulevard. We have an accident now from Rubbernecking, apparently. That one's at Bell Road and I-85 North, and an accident at Taylor Road and I-85 North. You're going to be in a traffic jam from about Perry Hill Road all the way to Taylor Road, and it'll break free, and you can head on wherever you're headed after that. The Boulevard is not so bad compared to the interstate. Boulevard's moving along okay if you're headed into Prattville or out of Montgomery South on 65. I-65 looks pretty good this evening. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop Sheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Steve Miller Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before you can even buy them.
Go on, take the money and run.
Tune in to the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win pairs of tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Impact on March 21st.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Yeah.
Tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, March 21st, from News Talk 93.1.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Winter has arrived, and that means it's time to get ready for the fast-approaching spring season. Ace has everything you'll need to get a jump on your spring task list. We can custom mix paint, cut window glass, repair window screens, and much more. Lawn care products? We've got you covered. Privacy fence in need of repair? We have treated lumber and the hardware to help with that project, too. So don't wait till the last minute, and come on down to Capital City Ace Hardware, located at 3215 Taylor Road in Montgomery.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, the new year has begun, and Mr. Sandman is having their most humongous, exciting blowout sale since last year. We still have some remaining floor samples and closeout mattresses from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, and others at highly discounted prices. I now want to introduce you to the luxurious new mattresses from Heirloom. Heirloom is an old-line company who makes some of the finest mattresses in the world, sold at high-end stores everywhere. If you're considering purchasing a super premium mattress, please visit our Montgomery location and compare the comfort, tailoring, and beauty of the Heirloom. Priced from $2,000 to $4,000, unique in Central Alabama. Mr. Sandman has many power adjustable bases on sale, as well as beds, headboards, pillows, and more. We do sell foundations and mattresses separately. With mattresses in stock for fast delivery or pickup, discount prices, and great customer service, we are a must visit if you're shopping for a mattress. In Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.